Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, Stevie,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Be here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Sean Skellington episode. I met Sean just through social media. He's been a Stevie Weeby fan. He also listens to Tiger Belly, and he's one of my patrons. And we just started talking through Instagram, and he has his own podcast called the Necro Electric Podcast. But the one thing that stood out, he had some crazy stories. He had a story where some guy shot at him in his garage and like nearly took his head off. But he had some crazy stories. I also liked how he talked about Texas. He lives near Waco, Texas, but the cost of living is really low there. But thanks for checking out this episode, and I hope you enjoy. Peace. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. This episode is sponsored by Purple Mattress. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome musician and podcaster Sean Skellington.
What up? Cheers.
Thanks for coming through, man.
Thanks for
fucking
having me. I'm
sorry, we have
dude.
A new configuration here, sir.
Okay. We got some new mic stands going on.
Yeah. So, man, you came all the way from Texas?
All the way.
Do you drive here?
Fucking 21 hours, dude, to get
21
here.
21 hours to get on the Stevie Weeby Show. Yeah. And then you brought, dude, this, thank you. Thanks again. I love this hoodie. This is your clothing brand, too?
Yeah, Dark and Dreary Clothing.
Dark and Dreary?
Yeah.
Okay, and then this is the same, is this?
That's a Necro Electric beanie.
Yeah.
That's my podcast.
And that's your podcast.
Yeah.
So, dude, like, let's get into it. Like, so you're a musician, you have your podcast, you have your own clothing line.
Yeah, I'm also the lead singer of Last Nail in the Coffin. It's a heavy metal band.
Last Nail in the Coffin. These are awesome. Digipacks?
Yeah, that's our demo. We got that's why I'm out here too. I'm going to San Jose. We're finishing up our record.
That's what's up. So how many, like, when did you start doing music and like on all this?
I started doing music when I was about 15, just playing in punk bands, death metal bands.
That's what's up.
You know.
And then you grew up in Texas?
No, I grew up in San Jose, California.
Oh, San Jose.
Yeah.
And then how did you get it? And then were you in bands like throughout the whole time? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much spent my high school years in Reno. And then from high school, just hit the road.
Mm-hmm,
and I've been in like 3 or 4 bands since then.
So what, like, so you've learned, I mean, you've learned a lot through just being in bands, right?
Yeah.
What are the, just tell the viewers, what are like the most important things to learn being an independent artist and doing your thing?
Just having fun, fucking design cool shit so you can sell it on the road, because that's how you eat now.
And then what about this? Is like, isn't this going to slowly go to like
thumb drives and
shit? Isn't this going to be like this soon?
Yeah, and I know a lot of other bands are passing out those fucking download cards and
shit. Yeah, isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
But that's the future,
like,
right?
I still press this shit.
You know?
You know, people don't like buy it like they used to, but...
Well, you mean like you notice at your shows they don't buy as much?
At shows they do, but it's just online and shit. People just download it, so...
Damn, man, because it's changed so much, huh?
Yeah.
And then where did you get the inspiration as far as like your aesthetic? And like, this reminds me of like Pet Sematary or something.
Yeah, it's just the name of this demo is Leave It in the Grave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a dude fucking burying you alive is the album cover.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's supposed to be us getting buried alive.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, our new record's called Conduit of the Occult.
All right, man. Yeah, so like what kind of bands... did you grow up listening to Iron Maiden and stuff?
No, I'm in the later generation. So I fucking grew up on like Slayer, Pantera, you know, Hatebreed, Amur, shit like that.
Mm-hmm. And then like
Black Flag.
Oh, Black Flag, stuff like that. Old school, yeah. And then how did you like when you started being in this band? How did you go about getting shows and recording your music?
I just hit the fucking streets, dude. You know?
You did?
Yeah.
What, you would jam on the streets?
No.
Okay. No, but, sorry. No, I thought you literally would hit the streets.
Yeah, no. I mean, I play like extreme abrasive music. It's not. So we would just go to the clubs that played hardcore music. You know, we would go to every show. We'd pass out all the demos. We'd set up our own show.
Mm-hmm.
Make friends, you know.
Yeah. And then like, what about festivals? Did that come later? Like doing hardcore festivals?
I've only played a few, but that was a little bit later. But that was more when you started... Once you start making a buzz, then you get people like, hey, I could do this for you. I could do that for you, you know?
Yeah.
But I came in, like, at a weird time, like, in the early 2000s where, like, you know, CDs were fucking disappearing and everybody was paying to play. Like, we first time we came through L.A., we just set up, played a bunch of shows. Next time we came through, everybody wanted us to pre-sell tickets and shit, even though we did
pay
good.
Pay to play.
Yeah.
That's kind of lame.
It's fucking super
lame. Yeah. So what's the whole, from a business point of view, the reason for that is so they know that they make their money back right away?
It's just a fucking, here's the thing. Like, the internet was fucking awesome because you got to throw it out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But then every motherfucker in their bedroom got to make
music.
A record. You
yeah,
know? And that
yeah.
just completely saturated everything.
That's with every genre, dude. Yeah. Especially hip-hop and all this stuff, trap music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
totally, you
got one program.
And in the hardcore scene, shit's very clicky.
Like, what do you mean by that? What
you got, like the bro hardcore. You got, like, the fucking metal elitists, you know?
Like, break that down. There's different subgenres as well.
Yeah, there's heavy music where
What's bro hardcore?
Typically, it's just rhythmic, like, simpler, four-chord. You know? Mm-hmm. And then people like to chant and shit, you know? And you'll see a bunch of fucking just college-looking bros, like... throwing down, and then you got the metal elitist, which is a lot of sweeping and shit, and you got your death metal dudes.
What's sweeping?
Intricate guitar playing.
I keep going. This is interesting.
It's very, like, heavy into musicianship, but real quick.
Not so
much into the catchiness.
Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. Keep going.
And then you get those guys. Those guys hate those guys, you know? So, wow. And then, you know, with the internet, fucking people quit going to shows because they're just... Now they'll... instead of taking a chance on bands, they'll just watch that shit online and then be like, oh, well, these guys are a little too two-step for me.
I'm more
into fucking breakdowns or whatever the case may be.
So, like, as far as the future of doing live performances, do you think that it's going to be obsolete? Like,
no, it'll never be obsolete.
Because there's nothing like going to the live show, right?
The only thing is everybody's going to be... You need a niche.
Like,
the people that like our music, like... traditional heavy in your fucking face punk rock attitude with heavy music metal music behind it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
are there like, is there violence in your scene, like as far as the mosh pits?
I shattered my fucking left leg at one of my shows.
let's hear about that.
I fucking climbed up onto a PA rig, and for years I've been diving off of fucking stages and shit. And I dove off and I bounced off this Samoan dude, and I came down. It was like a 20-foot drop. And I just slid off his back right onto my left leg, and I shattered it. I got fucking 10-inch metal plate,
oh my 16 God.
Stainless steel screws, and I got up and tried to walk, and I put bone shards through my cartilage, so
ooh, I got balmy cartilage. Yeah, but. Yeah. Damn, so that's a heavy-duty scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the support like in the your scene? Do the people, are they loyal people that come out to all the shows?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then did you press this up through a label or is it?
I just do it myself, and then we sell it. You got to do everything yourself now.
Yeah. So what are the advantages for these? If there's artists watching this, what are the advantages of as going this route as opposed to getting signed? Is that even an option now? Getting signed?
It's still an option. Yeah. I was on an independent label before. Dead Royalty Records.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, basically you have to split. I mean, record labels now, they want half your merch, they want half your ticket sales. You know what I mean? So and there's no point, you know. Start off in your scene, build up your fan base, press your own fucking CDs, design your own shirts, print your own shirts. That's how my clothing company started.
Yeah,
for my band, and I saw that those were selling. And I was making more money off these fucking shirts than anything else.
The shirts.
Yeah. And I got an associate's in graphic art. I went to graphic art school.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And I was always drawing, sketching. I was a tattoo artist for 10 years. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then I just took my sketchbook one day and was like, fuck it, I'm going to start a clothing company. It will basically.
Look what you got.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, I used to go to like Hot Topics and, you know, whatever. Record stores were around me
to inquire
for shirts, for like, you know, I'd want a fucking Slayer shirt or
you buy it there,
yeah, or Winds of Plague shirt or something, and I'd buy it and it'd be fucking shitty quality, like,
yeah, you know, I wanted to ask once. You yeah. So we're what's the Teespring, yeah, we're I was thinking about going through Teespring. How do you figure out where to get your stuff pressed up?
Well, I go the expensive route, so I buy American Apparel t-shirts to print on.
Those are nice.
Yeah, they're $18 my cost. So I sell my shirts for 30. Like, some people may come on to my website and be like, why are these shirts $33?
But
the reason is because you can wash it. I've washed this shirt 50 fucking times.
Can I feel the quality of it, please?
Feel it, dude. Whatever you want to do. Yeah.
Dude, that's soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been washed a million times. You know what I mean?
I love American Apparel, dude. Keep going. I love it. So you go through. Aren't they out of business, though?
American Apparel?
Yeah.
No, you can order their product in bulk, wholesale.
Online?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need, so if you want to do that, do you need a wholesale license to go through them?
You don't need one. You'll get a better deal if you have one.
Do you got a wholesale license?
Yeah, of course.
Well, how'd you get that?
Just apply for it.
You just apply for it?
Yeah.
And then, how many?
I think in California, you'll have to get, in Texas, it's different. We don't have business licenses in Texas. Everyone's different. But in California, I think, you just get your business license, and then you have to have a bank account or something in your business name, a DBA. Doing business as, and then you'll get a wholesale license.
It's called DBA?
Yeah.
So, when you send out wholesale and you get like a box of these shirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you print up? Do you have your own silk screen?
Yeah, I got silk screen press.
Well, how'd you learn how to do all that?
Graphic art school.
So, you have a silk screen thing at your house?
Yeah, four color press. Not in my house. I have a warehouse in Hewitt, Texas.
Dang, that's legit, dude.
Anybody that follows my podcast,
shout out to Necro Electric Podcast. I want to get into that too, but like this, I'm still on this merch stuff because I'm learning from you as well.
Yeah, if you go on our Patreon, we give a tour of our warehouse.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you have a whole warehouse? A whole
fucking warehouse.
And with your merch?
My podcast studio is in there. My wife has a lingerie company called Mod Ministry Merch. She has a sewing center. I got my little recording studio and then my office.
Dang, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. That's why I moved to Texas. Cause
yeah. Why, is it cheaper out there?
It's $800 for a 2,000 square foot warehouse.
What?
Yeah.
Could you live in there?
You don't need to. If you moved out to Texas, I was living in San Jose and I had a 1,000 square foot house, a little bit less. Cost me like $700,000. In Texas, I have a almost 4,000 square foot house now, and
how
I paid $250, and it's in an established neighborhood.
$250?
$250,000
for a whole house?
For a giant house. So that's why we moved there.
Like, okay, sorry. Hold on to that. We got to do our purple mattress ad. I want to start talking about Texas as well.
Let's.
I have to give a shout out to our sponsors, Purple Mattress. Purple Mattress. That mattress right there uses brand new materials that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. Now, Sean, I want you to feel how soft and durable that is.
It feels durable as
Is it? Would you like to sleeping on this?
I would like definitely to.
So I like to, I'm going to come up with my own slogan for Purple Mattress. If you buy a Purple Mattress, it's like sleeping on a bed of gummy bears like this. Firm, soft, and at the same time, breathable. Look at that.
Feels like a silicone titty or something.
So definitely definitely pick one of these mattresses up. You get 100 night risk free. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. It's backed up by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns. So right now, if you buy a mattress, you get a free purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's an additional to the great that's an addition to the great free gifts that they're offering site wide. Just text Stevie to 84888. So text Stevie to 84888. That's the only way you could get the free pillow, ladies and gentlemen. Text Stevie to 84888. Purple Mattress. Definitely invest in one of them. You'll sleep like a baby. Back to you, brother. I wanna talk. I've never been to Texas.
Okay. Before we get too deep into this thing, first and foremost, I got all my shit going on, but I'm a true Stevie Weeby fan, dude. It's fucking
sick. I'll give you one of these for that. Hell yeah, your hands feel like the Incredible Hulk.
Really?
They're manly. Yeah. I like that. But keep going.
Yeah, but I've seen every episode. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to my man Craig here.
Yeah.
For stepping up after those Midwest cunts fucking bounced out, dude.
Okay, we don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to get into it. Yeah. So you really know what's going on here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The show looks way better though.
Say that again.
The show looks way better, George.
We'll say it to Craig. Because Craig knows what's up. So are there?
I want to see your movie too, dude.
Well, you know about his movie?
Fuck.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen Hollows Grove, definitely go and watch Hollows Grove. That's a movie written and directed by my good friend and neighbor, Craig Efros. Hollows Grove, back to us. Like, what? Do you want to ask me something? Like, you want to, like, do a little Q&A, like, back and forth and stuff?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I brought a bunch of questions. I kind of want to do a see if you want to be down for a Patreon.
Oh. Yeah. We'll do that
we'll
after.
We'll do a K Weebs. Yeah. 94.5, right?
Oh, or 94.9. Dang, you know your stuff. I know my shit, dude. I like that because you're like well educated and well informed about the format of this show.
Yeah, dude.
What do you suggest? Like, do you think we're doing a good job or what else would you like to see?
I'd get Eric Griffin back in here and Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z was crazy. That one was crazy. Shout out to Jay-Z.
That's my favorite episode.
What, Jay-Z?
Yeah.
What, because he was crazy?
Yeah, he was just fucking gnarly.
He came in lit, huh?
Lit as fuck, dude. Talking about fucking repairing fucking scooters and shit.
Yeah.
No, I loved it.
That's my homie. Shout out to Jay-Z. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was a crazy one.
Yeah.
You didn't like the neck face one?
No, I did.
Yeah, that was crazy, too.
I like the D.H. Pellegrino one.
Yeah.
The Alice McMahon.
Yeah. We just saw her. That's a homie.
Yeah.
We're trying to help her out as well. She's going to start her own stuff, too.
Really?
Yeah. Good. Start her own content.
She's got some fucking crazy
stories.
Oh,
yeah. She's got fans, too. Yeah. So I want to, but this is about you, man. Let's, so like Texas, man, like, what's it like? Like, what's it like? When did you move there? Like, back there? And, like, what's it like there?
About a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's central Texas. It's an hour from Austin, an hour from Dallas. It's right in the fucking Bible Belt.
By Waco, though.
Yeah, I'm a suburb outside of Waco.
Because for those people who don't know, I mean, that has history, right? Waco, Texas.
Yeah, Waco has...
What are they known for?
It's called the Branch Davidian cult.
David
Koresh.
David Koresh. Explain the story because there's young listeners. Explain what happened.
I mean, I'm not from there.
Yeah. But you're near there.
Yeah. Basically, there was a cult out in fucking Waco, and the government basically surrounded. He had a giant fucking compound. They surrounded
compound,
it,
dude.
And then they basically just, they wanted him dead. And they just they brought in a tank and shit.
Yeah,
and
I remember that on the news. I remember seeing that on the news. Yeah,
and that cult was heavily armed, so it was a giant standoff.
Yeah.
And eventually, they just brought the tanks in and just left.
That was in
it.
the '90s.
Yeah, I was a little tiny kid when that shit happened.
Yeah.
Now it's all it's all been rebuilt. It's all like Chip and Joanna Gaines.
That's
crazy. Like fixer upper
shit. Yeah.
So the culture's totally different.
Are you near a Buc-ee's?
No.
But the Bucky, it's like a gas station store.
Yeah, the Beaver thing.
Yeah, yeah, the Beaver. Yeah.
It's like on the way towards Austin.
Yeah. Marianne Crail. Yeah. She sent me a package from Bucky's. And I had the mascot, the Beaver. And then they have a Bucky's pecan stick. And I gave Craig Bucky's popcorn. And you didn't eat it. Okay. But is it diverse there? Are there Asians there?
To be honest, not many. There's only a few Chinese restaurants.
What about Korean, the Korean community?
There's no Korean barbecue that I know of there.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's all... If you go to Texas, you're eating like brisket, everything. They have brisket tacos.
I love barbecue. Yeah.
Yeah, my first podcast was actually... Because you got two generations there. Mm-hmm. You got the old fucks that have been there since like the dawn of time. Mm-hmm, and they're all fucking hard to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Cowboy hats and cowboy boots.
Yeah, you got some of that. But mostly like just elderly assholes. Mm-hmm. And then you got the younger people and everybody that's young is cool.
Yeah.
But I got into like a whole fucking thing with a guy at McDonald's. Let's
talk about that. What happened?
All right, so I was at a bitch-ass McDonald's that has the two lanes that you order,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody's in line, you have to merge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I was in line, and it was fucking packed, and the lady in front of me gave her order and pulled up. And then another lady on this side gave her order, and then she pulled up. And it was my turn to give the order.
Oh.
And then a fucking old-ass business dude in a fucking car pulled up and gave his order. And then we're like this, you know, and I'm waiting for her to pull up a little.
So you could pull up.
Yeah. And then I'm supposed to merge. Yeah. In. Well, this old fuck just got right up on her bumper.
So you could merge in.
Yeah. And I'm in a big ass truck. Right. And I'm like, nah, dude, you're not doing this, old guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking forward and his window's down. And I'm like, well, maybe he's just trying to like give the person behind him some room. Right.
Yeah. You gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, but, I could feel it. I'm like you, dude. I redline.
Yeah. I could see. I could feel it.
I come from like a family of like outlaws. Basically.
Yeah, I could feel it. I would not mess with you if I saw you. I mean, you're a big dude, also.
I've had some incidents.
Yeah,
in my life.
Keep going.
So I'm just waiting, but I'm starting to. I can feel it in the back of my neck, and then she pulls up, and then he slams it right on. Right, so I pull my truck literally like a fucking dick hair between both of them. So we're making a fucking trifecta right now.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the dude and I'm like, hey, I'm next, you know?
I got scared you doing that to me.
And he just looked, and, you know, he looked at me and he looked forward again. And I'm like, I know you heard me, you know?
Oh.
And then the lady in front of the first one pulls forward. She pays. So now there's a big gap. I start to go. He floors it right in front of me. I'm blocked.
In the drive-thru?
Yeah, I'm blocked. So he cut in front of me. I'm fucking blocked. He won, basically, at this point. But now I'm fucking pissed.
But you forewarned him.
I did. And then...
keep going. I want to hear. I'm in it now.
Unfortunately, like, in my life, I've been arrested 3 times for aggravated assault. Like, you know, just from bar fights and
I want to talk about each one of those events.
And I have a son now, Bane Draco. He's turning 2 this weekend.
Okay. Shout out to Drake.
Yeah. And
yeah.
So now I try to stop myself, you know, like because I'm like, this is a trivial, stupid situation. I'm in fucking McDonald's, right? Is this really worth it, you know? And then he looked at me and kind of gave me a fucking look. And then I'm like, all right, it's worth it. So I pulled my window down and I'm like, hey, you fucking bitch. Like, I know you heard me and I know you just fucking cut me off, you know? And then he's like, oh, you know, and he's like looking forward and I'm like, hey. You know, have some fucking manners.
Yeah.
And then he turns to me and he's like, nice language, buddy. And then he rolls his window up and just goes. And then, you know, that was the end of it.
Okay. Thank God.
I thought
you were going to do like a John Rambo. Like a John Rambo. I mean, Craig, can you grab my Zyn real quick? It's near the pan. I'm like really having withdrawals of my nicotine. Thank you. But keep going. But with you... You mentioned before the story that you know that I have a red zone.
Oh, fuck yeah. I've seen all your things, you know, from what the Tiger Belly cuts them out sometimes.
Yeah.
But I could feel we have a lot in common, you know, skateboarding, you know, just I could tell. But, you know, always the nice guy, and then they want to push you over the edge, and then it's over, dude.
Because with me...
My mom used to call it, your beaker's full, and then it overflows, you know?
Because I always give people, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy, and then people take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And when they don't, and that's like disrespect.
Yeah.
So I look at that as disrespect. So when they do that, then it just flips on me, and then now I just see red.
Yeah. Well, what happens is people take being nice as a weakness.
But it's not, really.
And then when you snap, then they play the victim. So it's a losing game.
Yeah. So let me. Do you mind it? Because I'm getting the sense you're a good storyteller.
Oh yeah, I got.
So I want to hear. Can you tell me about another one of these incidents? I love it.
Well, I can tell you. How about this? I'll tell you where this stems from.
Okay.
All right. So my dad knocked my mom up when she was 15. She had me when she was 16.
Really?
And my dad was 18, right? And then my dad was married for 3 years, and he was an outlaw. He hung out with a bunch of biker dudes, and he used to drive freight trucks. And then basically when he knew he had a good load, he'd call his buddies up, and they would rob their own truck, his own truck.
It's like the Goodfellas, what Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro did.
Yeah, he did that a couple times, and he got popped, and he went to jail, and they got divorced. And then I didn't see my dad for many years, and then he knocked up this other chick with my sister Joanna. And one day he came home and caught her hanging out with another dude, and he brutally murdered that dude.
Wait a minute, dude. He murdered him?
He murdered him. And then that was when I was about 10. And then he went to jail, and he was in jail probably till I was about 28. And my sister, Joanna, grew up like Jehovah's Witness out in Arizona.
Where in Arizona?
I don't remember the name of the town, but...
Okay, my folks are out there.
I didn't grow up with her.
Okay, but keep going. Yeah. You have my full attention.
Yeah, and then she grew up in the church, grew up working in the church, went to school at that church. You know, like, this is like her whole life. And that's actually how she found me. When she was 18, the church, I guess, helps you out. It gives you kind of like a, I don't know, like a wish or whatever the fuck it was. Because a detective came and found me and was like, hey, your sister's looking for
you.
That's
crazy.
You know? But basically, she used to visit my dad. So she has a different relationship with him. Like, he used to beat my mom and shit. So me and him have
my dad too
a very hostile relationship, you know. Those are my first memories, like this pumpkin with the bloody pumpkin. My very first memory ever.
Wait, show the camera the tattoo. So there's meaning behind that tattoo.
Oh yeah,
Let's hear that.
And my first memory was driving up this hill to my grandparents' house, and my dad's adopted. It was his adopted parents, and he got in an argument and just beat the shit out of my mom and beat the shit out of my grandparents, like, in front of me. I was a little kid, you know. So I got that to remind me to not be an asshole, you know. Jeez. And that's actually why my name is actually Skellington legally, but it was Edmondson originally. But that was my father's adopted father's name.
And they Edmondson?
And they all died, you know, of old age. And then when I got married, I was like, you know, fucking... I let my wife just pick a name. I'm like, let's just start a new family, you know, like, I don't need any of
picked Skellington?
She did, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, our first couple dates.
Oh, Nightmare Before Christmas.
We watched that. Yeah, and we're big, like, gothic horror fans and anime fans. But going back to it, my dad had a different relationship with my sister. So she would visit him in jail and, you know, preach to him or whatever. And then he got out and was living with her, and then got a job at the church that she was working at and going to. And then he got electrocuted doing some 220 volt work and died in the church.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty heavy.
That's like a movie, man.
Yeah, I talked to him like 3 days before, because she was like pushing for us to mend.
Yeah, to reunite.
But to me, it was, you know, you're just a stranger, dude, at this point.
Right, right, right.
So... And my mom was an alcoholic and all this stuff because of, you know, the things that he put her through. Because
of the abuse.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. You know what's crazy? Because my dad...
knocked your mom's
teeth out. Yeah. You know your stuff.
Dude, I know.
My dad was a very scary man when he was, you know, when he was like, you know, running all the fashion gals. He was so stressed out. And he would beat our asses.
My whole family's crazy like yours, you know. But like, I know the story of your dad trying to stab your auntie and
About that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I have a photographic memory. I'll
say one. I don't know if people heard this. So I have my cousin, he's a lot older now, but we called him Bungli Hyung. That means that was the older whatever. But Bungli Hyung, Bungli Hyung,
Bungli Hyung,
Bungli Hyung, Hyung Hyung.
The Bungli man.
Hyung means like older brother sibling. Yeah. So we went to like a family gathering, and we went to the door, and then there's in Korean tradition they're supposed to greet you, hey, and then. When Bungli Hyung was, he was like probably a middle schooler or maybe whatever, like didn't come out to greet my dad. I remember like I was a kid and I was staring upstairs, and then he was like giving attitude like, I ain't going to say hi to him.
Oh, that's disrespect.
And then my dad goes, yeah, yeah, come, you know, and he literally like, he snapped on this little kid just because of that, because of the Korean, because in Korea, you know, there's that respect thing.
Yeah.
But I remember that memory of like, damn, my dad. And then there's another incident in Balboa Park where we're doing a family picnic, and this big, he was like,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like a big dude, he's like, hey, your size, you know, but he was wearing overalls. Mm-hmm. He was blocking my dad in, and my dad is a little guy. He's like 5 foot. He was like stepped up to this big guy. Like, he was like doing Bruce Lee like stances. And I'm like, dude, this is crazy. Yeah. This dude's way bigger. And I didn't say it, but I'm thinking this guy would whoop your ass. But it was like his heart, you know? Yeah. He was like, didn't care.
Yeah, it's about the fight inside you.
Yeah. So your dad was a real outlaw.
Mm-hmm.
How would you define outlaw? Like, just in Texas?
In and out
well?
Of prison, murdered a guy.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah, and that was just my dad. My mom, you know, she continued to date bikers and more outlaws, and
wow, yeah,
I got a whole life full of crazy stories like that, you know?
With biker gangs and
yeah, I'm always just in the wrong situation at the wrong time. I've been shot at twice. I've been in two cars that have been shot up
by gangs.
No, like for instance, I was dating this girl before my wife. Shout out to Kylie.
Shout out to Kylie.
And her mother called me up and said that she had been dating this guy from Canada, and he came out to live with her. This is in California, in Livermore. And this happened about 8 years ago. And he talked her into buying this large truck, you know, to drive around the country and go camping and all mm-hmm, that bullshit. Mm-hmm. And they were on the ends, and he threatened to take the truck and go to Canada. So she called me up and she's like, hey, can you and my son pick me up? I'm going to just go over there and get the keys. And he's an older dude, fucking weird conspiracy guy, listens to like Coast to Coast radio. And like the garage was littered with like notes, you know, like weird shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bill Clinton's a drug dealer.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know. Yeah. I know Coast to Coast. Yeah.
And so I get out and I don't like this guy anyways, so fuck it, you know? And then I almost have permission to fuck him up, you know? So I go to the door, and he comes out, and he's all got an attitude, and I'm like, just give me the fucking keys, dude. Like, you know, let's just not do this.
I got scared you just saying that.
And he was like, all right, I don't want any problems. And then I should know better, and I didn't. And the mom was like, let's just get back in the car. He'll come give me the keys, and we'll just go. And I dropped my guard, got into the passenger seat, the rear passenger seat. And we were just waiting for him to come back out with the keys. And he came back out with a .45. And he put the first shot ricocheted off the top of the car and went into the garage across the street and got stuck in their water heater. And then the second shot, by this point, I had ducked my head down. And Stu Jonathan was driving, the brother. And I had been in some weird situations before. So I'm like, okay, time to go. But they're not ever in these situations.
Yeah.
So they just froze and they were start screaming and just not moving. So I had to fucking just punch Jonathan and I'm like, fucking go before we fucking die, dude. And then he fired another shot and that broke my window, the passenger, and then blew out the back window. And then at that point, Jonathan finally snapped out of it and we took off, you know. So And then they got the guy 3 days later. Since he was not a citizen and had no prior record, they didn't want to charge him with attempted murder. So he got firing inside of city limits because it was a for sure conviction.
Jeez.
And he did 6 months, right? He gets out. I hear he gets out. And then I hear he's at one of my buddies called and said, "You're never going to believe it. This dude is at Safeway.
Grocery store?"
Yeah, down the hill from my house. So, of course, immediately hop in my fucking truck, fly down there.
You're heated. You want revenge.
Sure. Dude, you could have killed me.
Yeah, yeah.
Over a truck.
Yeah, my attention. Keep going.
Yeah, so I get into Safeway. I have a couple friends with me. I see him. I just start sprinting after him, you know? And he goes sprinting to the customer service desk and then jumps over the customer service desk. And he's like, "Call 911, call 911. Right? And I'm trying to get to him. And there's store employees and they're blocking everything. And the cops come. And then he actually filed a restraining order against me.
Oh, geez, you're scared.
Yeah. And then he should have been. Dude.
Yeah. You would have. I mean, if you, I was picturing you running after me 100 miles per hour. And I'd be like, okay, I would. Just put my
not that I'm the toughest guy in the world, but that
no, but I'm just looking at your stature. Yeah,
he literally tried to kill me, so I was ready to rock.
This is crazy. These story, so you had a you've had it rough, man.
Yeah, I'd lived through. I mean, life's crazy, you know.
Yeah,
ride it, you know, ride the wave.
So how did that how did that resolve? Like he just
they put him in the car and drove him somewhere, and then a cop just set me down and was like, "Look, man, I'm aware of the situation." He's like, "But if you attack this guy, we're gonna put you in jail."
Yeah,
he's like, "It's not worth it, man."
Wow.
So that's the justice system failed on that one.
Yeah, that's crazy. So are there any more, do you have any more? I like the trajectory. I love the stories. Do you have any more?
I got stories for days, man. I don't know. I've been injured a bunch. I got stabbed through my hand once.
Wait, where?
You see right there?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, all the way through. It's hard to tell the back because it's all tattooed now. But yeah, this wasn't like a stabbing. It was, I was at my house and that dude that was driving actually was moving out and he had a garbage bag at the top of the stairs and there was a vase in there and he threw it and it broke and then there was just a glass shard and I was running up these stairs that kind of did like a J.
Yeah.
And I was taking my shirt off and then I tripped on the last step and I went and braced myself on that bag and I had that fucking glass go right through my hand and it severed my artery and cut my nerve. Jeez. But luckily it didn't get my tendon, but it felt like I got electrocuted.
Oh, man.
And then I was what the fuck? And then I opened my hand, and then once you cut an artery every time your heart beats, that shit starts squirting out.
Yeah.
But, I'm an idiot, and I didn't know. So I took my shirt, and I wrapped my shirt around my hand, and I went, and I tried to put water on it and try to bandage it up, and it just keeps leaning. I did that for, 20 minutes, and then
a lot of blood.
Oh, yeah. It didn't stop the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I was beating on the door, and my roommate, my truck was a stick at the time. And I told him, "Hey, dude, you got to take me to the fucking emergency room." And he was like, just cracked it open. And he was a weird, reclusive kind of dude. And he's like, "Dude, I'm naked right now. I'm just trying to take a nap." I'm like, "Nah, dog.
It's an emergency."
So I just kind of, I'm like, "Let's go, dude." So I got him to drive me to the emergency room. And I get there and I'm like, I'm turning pale. I'm starting to feel it, right? And I'm like, "Okay, I don't have much longer here."
Oh, my God.
So I pull out my health cards and shit, my license and everything. And I go up to the dude at the counter and I'm like, "Hey, I've lost a lot of blood. Here's all my information. Help me out, And the guy's like, "Oh, okay, well, I'm going to need you to answer some questions and stuff." And I'm like, "Dude, help me out." He's like, "Well, we have to ask you." He's like, "What is your religion?" I'm like, "What the fuck does it matter, dude?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Okay," just asking all these stupid questions, right? And then these two nurses come out. And they're like giggling and shit. And he's like, "Hey, what are you guys doing this weekend?" And I'm like, "Hey, dude, focus." So I took the shirt that I had and I just took it off and I pounded my hand on the fucking counter and I got it just
squirted.
Splurted everywhere. And then he called security and they had to wrap my arm up. And then but they fucked me up. They stitched my hand all retarded.
Yeah. Can I take a look at it again?
Yeah. You see this
thing? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I had to go to a surgeon, and they had to cut it back open and do all this shit.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You're I could just tell you, you're a tough guy. Yeah. Can we talk about, I know this is kind of off topic. I just wanted to like switch it up. Yeah. Like I really enjoy your, tattoo work. Like, yeah, like, where do you, like what, there's a theme going on here as far as horror, you know, Frankenstein, Dracula, like Halloween themes, like what, like.
Yeah, this whole arm, like, me and my mom was an alcoholic and she had me real young, mm-hmm. and she owned part of a restaurant and she was there 16 to 18 hours a day. So I didn't, and I watched myself in my house, you know, growing up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Poor as fuck. And so we didn't really, I don't have like a real good connection with my mom, you know, never did. But when we would spend time together, we would just watch vintage horror movies. She was really into Bela Lugosi.
Yeah. Do you remember the magazine Fangoria?
Oh yeah. I used to read them all the time when I was a kid.
So let's name off a few. So that's the original Dracula?
Yeah, it's Bela Lugosi. And then you got Bride of Frankenstein. You got Creature of the Black Lagoon. My Hands, I did another Frankenstein. And this is the Mary Shelley.
Yeah.
One. And then these are done by A.B. Garza.
That's sick, dude. Austin. Beautiful work, dude.
Yeah.
Beautiful work. Did that hurt on to get tatted on your hand?
Yeah, I got them both done at the same time.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
who did the art, dude? That's so dope.
A.B. Garza in Austin.
So go up to Austin, Texas, to A.B. Garza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just see the It Chapter 2 trailer yet?
I saw the trailer. Yeah. Looks badass.
What'd you think?
I liked it. I love it. I love the original too. I have like nostalgia for it.
Yeah. John Ritter.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved
it. Do you remember? I had it on VHS tape.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember watching it on TV when I was like six or whatever.
Right. So the Pennywise from back, the old Pennywise compared to the new, like which one do you like better? Who's the old one? Tim Curry?
Tim Curry.
Yeah, Tim Curry. Yep.
I mean, the new one looks cooler, but when he turned into that giant spider fucking thing at the end of the original one,
I kind
of
liked it.
It scared the shit out of me. I was scared.
It was scary.
Weird.
Yeah.
And I
do you
I
remember
was,
the Chinese restaurant scene when they opened the fortune cookies?
Yeah.
And then do you remember that each fortune cookie had like a different like nightmare come out?
Yeah.
So one thing's I didn't mean to, because I've been obsessed with it. I've been watching the trailer over and over. Have you seen it, Kirk? Yeah. Okay, so at the beginning, what's her name? The female.
I don't forget her name.
Is it Bethany? What is it? Whatever her name is, she goes back to Derry to her old place where she used to live, right?
Yeah.
So she knocks. But did you notice? I saw this on a different video review.
They like slowed it down.
No. It's Pennywise adjusting to the granny's voice. So watch that trailer again. So right, he's like adjusting the voice. You know?
Yeah.
But that's really scary. But I noticed that they took a lot of themes from Hansel and Gretel. Because remember when the granny is like, I baked you some cookies?
Yeah.
So that's because remember that story, Hansel and Gretel, the grandma like traps the kids and then, like tries to throw them in the oven.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what'd you think about did certain things stand out for you in that trailer?
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely like developing off of the original one.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, for sure.
Definitely modernizing it.
So what are you what are you looking forward to? Just like, cause it's every 27 years they come back, right, to Derry, right?
Comes back to feed.
So do you think that it's going to be a spider like how we saw in the original, like the very end? Because this comes from outer space, right?
I don't know if they'll do, because they're trying to like recreate it. You know what I mean? I think they'll do a demonic creature, but I don't think they'll do the spider thing.
Yeah. What other horror movies are you anticipating, or like what, like the stuff you grew up like what influenced you, or like kind of
like my favorite horror movie?
Yeah,
like Nightbreed. Did you ever see Nightbreed?
No, I haven't seen Nightbreed. You got that? Oh, yeah. Clive Barker.
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser. Yeah. Keep going.
I have like all, even the new stupid one where he has like skull face. I mean, I grew up on horror movies. Like,
yeah,
everything. All the way from Vintage to Freddy to
Nightmare,
Jason,
Nightmare on Elm Street,
Sleepaway Camp. You remember that shit?
Chick with the dick. What about Evil Dead?
Yeah, I loved Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Army of Darkness.
What about the remake of Evil Dead?
The remake of Evil Dead?
Yeah.
You mean the TV show?
No, no, they remade the movie, right? Evil Dead.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they, you know, I never saw it.
Well, I don't. I like the original.
Yeah, the original. Yeah. You can't, Bruce Campbell, dude.
Yeah.
The most fucked up one, though, if you really want to watch a disturbing ass one, it is a movie from the. It was made in the, I think, 1980 or 1979, but it's called Mother's Day.
I remember the poster.
You remember that?
Yeah, the mom had like a kind of skeletal structure. Yeah, she's in the kitchen.
Yeah, she's very skinny. She has
I don't know
two.
Why I remembered that.
It's fucking. I saw it the first time I saw that movie? It. I was probably like 5 or 6. My mom had the VHS.
Yeah.
And I remember just watching it by myself, and it was the most fucked up movie I've ever seen, because she has two like inbred sons. One's like hella retarded, and he wears like an aviation cap, and his teeth are all fucked. And then his brother wears like just a potato sack for a head, and they basically, these two chicks go out into the woods or whatever to camp, to get away from the city, and they get captured, and the mom's just like, rape them, beat them, like do all this crazy shit, right? And then one of them gets loose, and there's like a, to me it feels like a 20 minute scene, but it's probably like a minute or two, but the mom's in bed, and the chick takes this clear pillow, you can see through it, it's just an air pillow,
transparent,
and
yeah.
She smothers her, and for like a minute or two, you're just watching this lady's face and her breathing, and it fogging it up. And
yeah,
you're literally watching the life come out of this old lady, and it's the most disturbing thing you've ever seen.
So you heard it first on the Stevie Weeby Show. Definitely check out Mother's Day
I want to say 1980.
From the 1980s, yeah. Mother's Day. What other ones? I'm curious, because I'm not as big into it as you are, but I
just like fucked up ones.
Well, just horror movies you grew up with.
Yeah, I mean, there was I Dismember Mama, or the
I
dude.
Don't remember. Do you remember that? I Dismembered Mama.
And I like a lot of the super cheesy ones, like Toxic Avenger. You know,
I remember that poster too. The guy like on the posters. Yeah.
You've never seen them?
No, I hadn't seen that one. No, I just remember the posters.
Kabuki Man, dude. I think you would dig it. Dude.
Yeah.
They're super fucked. They're just like ridiculous. Like, you know, like he like rips dudes' dicks off and like throws them in deep fryers and like.
Oh, cool.
It's basically he's a super nerd, and he's trying to get with chicks and all this stuff, and he keeps getting bullied, and then they end up throwing him out of a window, and he falls into like a toxic vat, like in this truck, and then comes out, and he's fucking toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
And it gets like more ridiculous as it goes on.
Yeah. Is that from the 70s or 80s?
80s.
Okay. So the good ones are in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all the good movies are in the 80s. Fucking Lost Boys.
We talked about Lost Boys. Yeah. Classic. Did you see Hereditary?
I haven't. Oh, I downloaded it, but I just haven't had a chance.
Because that director, Ari Arafa, whatever, there's a new one coming out called Midsummer. Have you seen that trailer?
I haven't.
Okay, well, from the looks of it, it looks like it's like some Swedish festival that happens every 70 years, and then these kids go there, but it looks like some witchcraft, like,
okay,
stuff. Yeah, yeah. Where they, like, they dose them or, like, give them a drug,
some,
and they're,
like human centipede shit.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. There's a Guillermo del Toro one, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark or something like that.
Oh, he's...
Yeah, it's based off the kids. Have you seen that trailer?
I remember the books. I haven't seen the trailer, though.
So those are the three I'm looking forward to. It, Chapter 2, Midsummer, and the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, yeah.
Yeah, I need to like sit down and watch some more recent stuff. I've just been doing all kinds of stuff lately, so I haven't had time.
Let's go. Let's get into, so like you have your own, so this is your band.
Yeah,
Last Nail in the Coffin.
Last Nail
in the Coffin. You guys touring? Like, what?
No,
where are you guys at?
My band's everybody's still in California except for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going up to. They mostly live in Morgan Hill, San Jose. So I'm going up there. We're finishing the record. We actually wrote you a track, in case you wanted to try some heavy metal stuff. We wrote a whole song for you. No vocals on it.
Really?
Yeah. So
it's on here?
Yeah, it's on there. And then
so I could scream on it or.
You can
whatever.
Do whatever you want. We made it a little bit more mellow for you.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to Collage of the Mirage.
I appreciate that, brother. I'll put it right here.
And basically, I'm looking to move them all out
to Texas.
So it's kind of a slow process. So We're trying to finish the record. Once they get out there, then we'll start rehearsing.
It's cheaper to live out there, right?
Yeah, it's a million times cheaper.
How much can I get a place like this, a studio?
$300 I don't even know if you would find a studio like this. You'd just get a house, dude, for like $800 You'd have a 2,000 square foot house, you know?
For $800?
In a nice neighborhood with no crime rate. Waco downtown is like has their shitty slum areas. But Woodway, Hewitt, McGregor, all those fucking places, dude. It's like going back in time. Gas is $2, you know?
Are there skateboarders?
There's skateboard parks.
There's skate parks.
Yeah. Me and my wife, you know, we were worried the school districts are really good. You know, I'm a first time dad. You know, I only have one kid. And
what's your kid's name?
Bane Draco Skillington.
Shout out to Bane Draco.
Yeah.
Skillington.
He turns two on Saturday.
Yeah, cool.
And, but yeah, we've been meeting all kinds of like alt people and stuff at the parks, and you know,
that's what's up.
It's been really cool. Everybody's nice there. There's a lot of things that are,
and there's no tax.
Yeah, there's no income tax. So, I mean, state income tax.
So rent's cheaper. There's no tax.
Yep.
And then with me, good. My jaw will fall off because you know I'm trying to quit dipping.
Yeah.
But in Texas, there they got some.
Oh yeah.
They got some tobacco there, don't they?
Yeah, they got, I mean, everybody dips there except for me, you know?
So, like, how much is a can of dip there?
Well, you'd have to go to, here's the thing, here's the cheat code to it.
Yeah.
Targets and Walmarts, they're the same everywhere you go.
Like, so the one out here.
So if you buy this shit from Walmart, you're going to pay the same price in Texas. But if you go to one of the Texas stores, like HEB or...
What's that?
It's Yeah, it's
a market.
It's a big market.
Yeah.
That'll be half the price there.
So this would be like $3.
It'll probably be cheaper than $3.
$2?
Probably.
Dude, I mean, that's just so appealing.
Come out and visit, and then you can
Can I come check? Just
come get on my podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll go out. They'll have a reason. I could go on the Necro Electric podcast.
Yeah.
Then I could just scope out the town.
I got two extra guest rooms in my house, too. You don't even have to stay at a hotel if you don't want to.
Then just go there.
Yeah. I go and see your brother in Dallas, in Houston.
You see Bob?
Yeah. I don't know him. Yeah, I've never actually met him, yeah, but I go and see his shows at the Improv and stuff.
You listen to Tiger Belly?
Yeah, I've seen every Tiger Belly.
Every single one.
Every single one. Even the ones before the video, I've heard them on Spotify.
They get more like, as far as guests, you identify more with the Steepy Weeby show, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I like yours because it's more punk rock, and you turn me on to people that nobody else is interviewing. Like D.H. Pellegrino.
Yeah, no one's getting him.
Like, that's intriguing to me. I love hearing...
Dead Kennedys, dude. Dead Kennedys. Yeah.
You know? Like Bobby's all about, let's try to get, like, the biggest comedian or, like, some kind of fucking CBS star or something.
No.
I mean, you know, like, I like Sophie Bacon, you know? You know?
That's Kevin Bacon's daughter, dude. Yeah, you know? I mean, talk about 80s Footloose.
Yeah.
A Footloose. The real Footloose.
But then you turn me on to stuff. Like, I'm not a huge hip-hop fan.
Yeah.
But, like, the Ugly Duckling interview.
Yeah, that guy's cool.
Like, I need to check this dude out. You know what I mean? Like, you get
dude,
me into checking out stuff I wouldn't normally check out.
You know,
out.
And he's... That guy, he's gotten better through time as well. And he should be way... You know, like, he should be bigger, too. Yeah. But he's still doing his thing. Shout out to Andy Cooper.
Yeah.
You know, he's, the allergies.
Way left field, too, if you guys haven't seen that interview.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, as far as the religion.
Yeah, like the religion stuff. I didn't see that coming, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? But it was interesting, though.
Yeah, you know? I had an inkling of, like, I was thinking he might bring it up, because on one of his songs, he says, when I was 12, I went to heaven for loving Jesus. And it's from the Nas line, when I was 12, I went for hell for snuffing Jesus. So he like flipped it, you know? So I thought, well, maybe he might bring up Christianity. And he did.
Yeah.
But also through that, he got to listen to the Nephilim, because that's like biblical. And like, I could tell he was digging
right
that. Yeah, yeah. But thanks, man. I just like to ask, because I can't really gauge it. Yeah. Wait, that's it? 10 minutes. We have 10 minutes. God, it's flying by. Before I forget. Okay, so I wanna, since we have 10, I wanna like jump on your podcast.
Okay.
So how'd you come up with the name Necro Electric Podcast?
If you watch the show, we're all kind of gothic-y, you know, mm-hmm, we're all into like darker style stuff, horror stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted something that was like Kid Necro is like kind of like what we are, mm-hmm. and then Electric because it's entertaining. Like I've had a wild life of stories, and that's, my wife was like, we should start a podcast because, mm-hmm. well, actually, you want to hear a quick story of why I started a podcast, and it has to do with your brother a little bit, and this, I read this story once, and there was a kid, and he used to play Xbox original with his father. He used to play a racing game, and on this particular racing game, you could just play it solo, save your time on the track, and then somebody else could come race that game, and they could race your ghost car. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then in this article, years later, his dad had died, and he's on Xbox One or whatever, moved into his own apartment, finds his original Xbox, turns it on, and realizes his dad's fucking save is on there. And so he goes on there, and anytime he's missing his dad, he plays this game. But if you beat the car, it'll oversave that save.
So he never beats
it. So he races him, and then even if he's beating him, he just pulls over and he watches his dad take the win so he can race him another day.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking, you know, I've survived and done a lot of stuff, and now I have a son. And I'm like, how can I, if I die tomorrow, how can I give him something? You know what I mean? To know me.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
I didn't really know my dad or nothing. And then I was watching the Tiger Belly, and somebody wrote in, and, you know, they were just talking about how they felt their life was kind of hopeless or something. Bobby's like, just start a podcast so you can talk about it. And then people, because the person was terminal.
People
can come back and read it and, you know, or watch it. And then I was like, that's it. I'm going to start a podcast.
They're like digital documents I'll never erase.
So if I fucking croak tomorrow, my son can go back and he can watch and he can get to know me, you know? So.
Wow, dude, that's awesome, man. I never thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right, man. In today's age, it used to be like, hey, my dad recorded these albums and they put it on the record player. But now it's like, I could see this fool talk for like 2 hours about whatever. I mean,
wouldn't it be cool if your dad had made a podcast back in the day and you would have a relationship with him, but listening to his stories on a podcast, you may see it from a different perspective, you know, and really get to know him, you know?
God, there's like, that's crazy, Well, dude, how could people listen to your podcast and you just subscribe and all that?
Just go to necroelectric.com, click the episodes tab. They're all on there. We're a newer podcast. Episode 11 just came out.
That's what's up. Yeah.
And then,
what if someone like listens and they like it? How can they get one of those cool shirts you're wearing?
Same thing on the website. Just click the merch section. All of them, like I said, they're all printed on high quality stuff. We have a bunch of designs on there,
and you silk screen them yourself.
Sometimes I'll partner out.
Depends that came out clean going. Though you did that at home, and
my wife's a graphic artist as well, so we collab on all the designs.
How long does it take to dry? Like the
we have a dryer.
Oh, it comes with it?
No.
Oh,
well, I mean, I have a industrial dryer.
Oh, so you just dry it
yourself. Yeah, you screen it and then you throw it in the dryer.
I didn't know that, dude. I gotta talk to you. I mean, that'll take another hour but I'll ask you. Because I'm looking. See, the thing about me, man, is like I was about to get shirts, but, you know, stuff went down.
Well, the thing with shirts, if you want to get technical on merchandising, you have to figure out how much work do you want to do opposed to how much profit you want to make. You can partner with a company. And here's a shout out to like Printful. Like if I get too busy, I partner with Printful. And Printful carries high quality products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same stuff that I'll print on. But you'll pay $18, $19 for a shirt, and then they'll ship it out to your customers or whatever.
You don't have to deal with that.
You don't have to do anything. Once your design is all set in there, you just place the order. But you're only going to make, you know, you 40, have to set your profit margin to how much you want to make.
Yeah, you might make half or 45%. Yeah,
so I make about $10 a shirt when I go that route.
Yeah.
But if you screen it yourself, you can buy these shirts for wholesale for $12, and then you'll make all the profit. If you charge $33, you'll make, you know, that whole gap.
Right.
Do you want more work for more profit, or do you want it, you know, a steady stream? You know, is it easier just to place the order? You know, so it's up to you.
Because I saw on YouTube, and then WFE's pressed some shirts as well, the video game homies, And it's the thing, the first thing you said, where they do everything, but you get less
back. I've had ups and downs. Like, I have designs from Dark and Dreary that I thought were dope as fuck. Like the one you're wearing.
Yeah,
it says,
this.
Bring it, motherfucker.
Yeah, where'd you get the sweatshirt?
It's the same thing. I order them wholesale.
There's American Apparel?
Yeah, that one's American Apparel.
Whoa.
And, you know, some of my designs are very punk rock. You know, they're like, fuck you, you know, kind of shit. Like, one of my best sellers is a Zero Fucks Given shirt with, like, vampire bats and shit. But sometimes, like, you're investing when you buy merchandise and you screen it.
Yeah.
You know, because then it's just sitting there. So if you have 20 smalls and nobody orders,
then
you kind of lost out on that. Right. You got to have a sale to get rid of them or nothing. But the on-demand stuff, you know, there's no risk.
Oh, that's another positive part, element of going through something like Teespring.
It's pros and cons.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, okay, so let's plug your, how are we doing on time, Craig?
Yeah, we do.
Five. Let's plug all, like, your websites and your social, everything that we might have not, and your music as well. Yeah.
If you want to check out my music, we have a bunch of music videos at lastnailinthecoffin.net. That's our demo. And our new record is coming out later this year. It's called Conduit of the Occult. And then if you want to check out my clothing company, you just go to darkanddrearyclothing.com.
How do you spell that out?
D-A-R-K-D-R-E-A-R-Y clothing.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to check out the podcast, necroelectric.com.
And then are you on YouTube as well?
Yeah, we're on YouTube.
So definitely subscribe.
Yeah.
Definitely subscribe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave us reviews on iTunes.
What do you guys talk about on your podcast?
Yeah, what do you guys talk about?
The way we run ours is we'll have a general theme for every episode. So, like, the first one was death, and we basically, my wife and...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And our co-hosts, we've all kind of had crazy lives. And we just share stories about those themes. It's mostly life stories. You know, we don't do like current news.
It's very
Stevie Weeby.
Yeah.
You know, it's just interesting stories.
Yeah, there's no format here. We just, whatever we end up talking about, talk about.
Yeah, we theme it, but that's the only thing really that's much different.
So it's under Necroelectric Podcast on YouTube as well.
Yeah, Necroelectric.
Subscribe to that and buy some of that merch, right?
You could just Google Sean Skellington and all that shit will pop up.
And that's Skellington. Yep. Skellington.
And that's my Instagram, Sean_Skellington. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. This is very interesting, man. I want to talk more off camera as far as like the merch and stuff. I find it fabulous. Because you're well versed in this.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even ask about the beanies.
Yeah, the beanies. I buy the beanies. We make the patches and my wife sews them.
Look at that. Dude, that's dope. So I got to do some shout outs too. So shout out again to Purple Mattress. Text Stevie, STEEBEE to 84888. Get that free pillow. Get that awesome, soft purple mattress. I don't know why I smelled it. Okay. So we have a Patreon. Oh, what's your Patreon?
Necroelectric. Do you think you could fit this in a Pringles can?
I don't know. We'll talk about that after. I know you know about the Pringles. Okay. So you're a Patreon's at Necroelectric Podcast?
Yeah, Patreon/Necroelectric.
So definitely become a Patreon on the Necroelectric Podcast.
Yeah, we try to do just totally different stuff from our show. Like, I had a skateboarding contest with this guy Diego.
Oh, that's what's up.
I ate shit, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
We just do random stuff.
Hell yeah,
it's fun.
So definitely make a pledge there. I got a shout out to the new Patreons here on ours. Dami Lowe, Andrew Sension, Ben Etchison, Colin, and Pasquale and Zach West. If you want to make that pledge, go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. All my music's at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I'm starting a new vlog series called Stevie's P.O. Box. If you guys want to send in packages, send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. With that being said, yeah, there is a Little Ray. We made a Little Ray for yours. Nice. Yeah. So now it's time for Little Ray's World.
Welcome to Little Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens and dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's World. Hee-haw!
What the hell is going on here, man? Looks like a can of butane gas. Is that correct? Well, let me see if I heard this correctly. Your name was Kane, and you were an arsonist and an outcast at your local high school. Is that correct? What happened, man? Well, an alpha male on the football team named Brad took a picture of your little wiener inside the boys' shower. Is that correct? And then he posted it on all social media platforms. Is that correct? Well, then what happened, man? You decided to get the bright idea of making some homemade butane bombs, but you ended up blowing yourself up. Is that correct? That's a sad, sad story, man. And me and Beep wrote a song about you. It goes like this. Just wait a minute.
This one's about Kane the can of butane, folks. Listen up.
Join us very soon for another episode of Little Ray's World, man. And go to StevieWeebyBandcamp.com and get some of that music, man. See ya.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.